they tell you on that kickoff when the whistle that
what happened, you know, they the clock's gone, the 25-second clock's gone, and it's going down, and you know, it takes Mason time to get him out there, and he can't hear the whistle half the time anyway, and they kicked it before they blew the whistle, but it's the first time I've ever seen that happen. I mean, you know, it's just like starting to play before the ball is ready for play. The referee's supposed to, you know, he blows a whistle and gives it, you know, and man, it really, really. Mason was mad about it because it should have. He felt like the timing wise, it should have been. Shouldn't have been an issue.
Ron, what happened on Justin's 28-yard punt? Because the hang time was really looked pretty good.
Well, no, it wasn't as good as you'd like it. You know, I think the one thing we got, you know, once again, it's what you deal with. We said this, you know, at the beginning, and you know, the consistency is a thing. You know, I liked how we covered. I thought we covered well. I thought we protected well. You know, but that's a thing. You know, the thing that he'll look back on this game and say, gosh, he's got a perfect environment. You know, this is when you got to make your money in terms of net putt and so forth. And, you know, we were a little bit under where we want to be. But, you know, once again, you got to keep working. And, you know, he's got to get that, you know, get that where it needs to be and consistently.
I know it's really out of his control, but is there any frustration for Jeff not to get a chance in two games on a return?
Well, yeah, I think probably it is. But, I mean, I think the one thing is you just got to keep working it, and you don't know, you know, when it's going to be. I really, you know, I thought that they might get give us an opportunity. That's three games now. They haven't given us an opportunity. So does that mean that they respect us or that they just don't want to cover or what? But on the other hand, I thought we covered well. I mean, I thought now we got back to where we're supposed to be on two of them. And in particular, the first one, you know, it was good to go down there and, you know, get that going back again like we expect it to be on kickoff.
Mason's second to last kickoff when they're all expecting onside, did he want or did you want a touchback on that, or did you want him to put it in play and let your guys go out on cover?
Right. You know, I mean, once again, that was a situation where we, you know, and in fact, the one that they called us back, he kicked that after that kick, he kicked it into the end zone. But that last one, we wanted to give them an opportunity, in other words, to, you know, get them inside of 20. And you know, we had a couple timeouts, I believe, and try to hold them down. If we could hold them down there, then get a chance to get good field position.
You've been able to shuffle a lot of guys through the hold-up spots. Is that more indicative of searching for somebody that you like there, or based on what's going on offense and defense and who's available to you?
Basically, who's available. I mean, you know, guys are getting, you know, I'm going to tell you something now. When guys get down, go down, it's a domino effect, and Jason and I are going crazy there to, you know, making sure you get, you know, and you know, that's what happened. Every special teams coach in national football is going through it. I mean, it's some, you know, somebody gets hurt here, and it's a domino effect all the way across. But it is what it is, and you just, you know, that's why you try to, you do as much, you know, and you know, really, and I always said this in camp, when you go to camp, you prepare for the season because of things like this. You got to have guys that are working on more than one position, and that's just part of it.